The White Sox trying to hand the Twins their first loss of the season. Already 1-0 Chicago in the second. Adalberto Mejia facing Avisail Garcia.
Duffy and both made the team. The 3-2, a drive in the air, right center field, deep in the gap. Kepler chasing, warning track at the wall. There's Buxton, can't make the play. Buxton hit the wall hard. Frazier rounding third, heading home. Dozier will not throw home. Garcia to third, and it's 2-0 Chicago.
And a pitch. Line drive up the middle, speared by Dozier, backhand flip to Polanco, back to first in time for the double play. Web Jim played right there. Dozier a step and a dive on the ground, just backhand flipped it out of his glove. And Polanco coming across the bag, nicely turned by the Twins. Twins took advantage of mistakes last night, three errors by the White Sox. See if they can do it here. Hit high in the air, center field fairly well. Long run, May, still tracking, looks up, gone! Castro with a home run. Twins are right back in it. They trail 3-2. Hit high in the air, center field, and well. Buxton back, track. That one's way gone. Garcia, that kind of power there. Saw his triple hit off the wall in right center field. This one straight away center field. Well, that's his first of the year. And they're back up by three. Here's Soto. He crushes the left field. And that one's gone. Well, the White Sox go back to back here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
The White Sox hand the Twins their first loss of the season as they take it 6-2. Miguel Gonzalez the victory, allowing two runs in six frames, striking out six. Avisail Garcia, three hits, three RBIs, and two runs scored. Twins manager Paul Molitor spoke about Adalberto Mejia's rough outing.
You know, it was a little bit of a mixed bag. I thought he threw the ball okay. He had a little trouble finishing guys, indicative of the first batter. He gets ahead 0-2 and he gives up a double. And the second inning just was one of those things where it got away from him a little bit. You know, the long at bat to start by Frazier and end up walking. And, Garcia hits the triple on a 3-2 pitch. And I'm not sure what happened on their squeeze attempt, but we didn't execute the rundown. You know, we talk about having some pretty clean games here the first four. Today was a different story. We made some mistakes, and they made us pay. But, I watched the pitch count climb there in the second inning, and we got Haley up, and it was just hoping we'd get off the field. But you throw almost 40 pitches in one inning. It's not usually a good sign.
And then Haley gave you guys some good innings. Did he maybe run out of gas?
I'm not sure if he ran out of gas. It's asking a lot of him to go in there and try to pitch, three and a third or whatever we were trying to get out of him. You know, his pitches were reasonable considering where he finished up in the camp. Again, Garcia got a ball. I'm not sure exactly where it ended up. I think we were trying to go in on him a little bit. And, he punished it. And, I thought I would give him one more hitter, and that didn't work out too well either. But I think he did a nice job of giving us a chance to get back in the game. Castro got the home run to kind of give us some life. We just tried to milk one more out of him, and it didn't work out.
How strong was that wind? We couldn't tell from upstairs.
It's always a funny wind here. You can't always go just by the flag. It depends on the height of the ball. The ones that were getting up on top were certainly getting moved around significantly. We saw what happened on Polanco's ball, and we didn't get to a pop-up on the foul side. But the balls to left center seem to get a boost like Castro, so it swirls around here. You got to always be a little leery of what the ball might do up in the air here.
And on that rundown, I'm guessing it's just not a good idea to run him.
Well, you could tell right away when Mingy got the ball, he thought he would be able to catch him. And I don't mind running a guy towards home. If you execute on one throw, you're going to be fine. But he got, he realized too late he wasn't going to catch him, and he tried to get rid of the ball too quickly, and the exchange wasn't good.
What did you see out of Buxton at the plate?
First good at bat, battled the second at bat, and kind of dunked one out there in the left center. The last didn't finish up particularly well, but he's fighting. We got a nice hop off the mound, which gave him a chance, I thought. It kind of skipped and changed directions a little bit. But anytime you can react like that and get full extension, the glove flip, it was a pretty double play.
Could you see any change in Mejia's demeanor as that Frazier at bat's going on, or he's just a good battle?
And, you know, I think it was, you know, maybe one of the however many foul balls there was, you could see him get a little bit frustrated because he's making good pitches and he was finding ways to to stay alive. But he kept throwing it in there until finally, you know, he misfired after, you know, a dozen pitches or so. But, you know, that's the nature of the game up here. These guys are going to grind against you, and, you know, once you do that, you take a breath and you try to go after the next guy.
And Haley, at this stage, you stretched out. Could you have gone 75 if you wanted? Or
I was thinking more 65 to 70. I think his last outing was, I can't remember, 64 or whatever it was down there. So, and, you know, his innings were fairly clean in terms of pace, and he didn't have any lopsided innings. So, you know, I didn't have any apprehension. Even though we cut the lead to 3-2, we talked about after the Castro homer to make sure we got Tonkin going. So if we ran into trouble, and which we did. But, you know, put him back out there where we were at today, I thought it was the right thing.
How was Mejia when you took him out? He gave the umpire a look.
Well, I think that's part of the maturity process. You know, I think he's got pretty good demeanor on the mound overall, but some close pitches early. I mean, he had a four-pitch walk to somebody where we thought a couple of them might have been strikes. So, you know, but that's you're not always going to get the calls. So you got to rise above that.
Rubber game of the series is Sunday. Jose Quintana against Irvin Santana.